Well, everybody, welcome. It's good to have you, that you would take the time to come on retreat. I know it's a little chilly, sorry. Nancy eventually will settle it down, but it's an old building and it's either on or off, and if it's not on, it's hot, okay? So just let's go over a few things and then we'll kind of dive into evening prayer. We'll go right into Mass, and then I'll give my first talk during the homily. So those of you that are new, can you just raise your hand? How many of you are rookies? Great, good to have you. It's great. 265 or so women. Okay, that's our total. So those of you that want to go to confession, Father Rich Vila is to my left. You just line up along those chairs there. Father Swink is to my right. He's there. And then there's two priests out in the hallway, Father Darren and Father Ibuka. He's from Holy Redeemer. We just saw him the other day, about a week ago, and said, come on up and join us. So he was very free to come. Tonight, the first talk will be about seeking. How do I seek? How do I seek God? Okay? But more than that, as you settle into the retreat, and we'll do evening prayer here, what brought you here? You know, like, why did the Lord invite you? Have you started to give that question some thought? Now, you have your booklets, you know, keep an eye on these things, wear your name tags, keep them with you the whole time so that we just know who you are. That way, if you do anything rotten, we have your name tag, okay? But, no, this is your notebook. A lot of women say that the notebook is very helpful for them at the end of the weekend to kind of go back and evaluate some of the things they heard or they didn't hear. But why did God call you here? And you started to ask yourself that question. The greatest gift that everybody has is actually time. It's time. You cannot get back time. And a lot of us spend time just kind of wasting our time. And then you begin to say, well, what have I done? You know, I need a break. But the breaks that we often take, the breaks that we choose, for some of you, it may leave you even more tired. I want you to begin to just look at that. Does 2 or 3 hours of television actually leave you more relaxed, or does it leave you more tired? So why did God call you, number one? And are you even aware of that possibility? You know, God's call, God's invitation. Come on in, ladies. It's okay. Sharon, you want to? It's okay. Anywhere. Right? Why did God invite you to this moment? So, not only are you trying to ask that question, but how are you resting in God? Is there an awareness of what it means to rest with God? To sincerely rest with God is to settle your heart with Him. That process of settling is a gradual movement of grace. So what we want to acknowledge is that time to rest will be an important component of grace. One thing that's very important when you go on the retreat is to be aware of what distractions do you have that you find yourself dwelling on? What are those things that you obsess about, worry about, that evidently you just either willfully, and I'm using that word purposely, willfully go to avoid what God may be saying to you? So we end up just sort of continually distracted, continually not present. In order to really recognize those movements of your heart, you have to say, well, what is actually happening within me? And what am I actually surrendering to, so that you don't just constantly go back to, well, let me just think about my past and the sinful accusations against me in my past. Those are sure to come up at some point in some manner on a retreat, on a silent retreat. If you've confessed them, if you brought them to the Lord for healing, then don't give those memories any thoughts. Don't give those pains, those traumas any thought. Actually, let it go. But at the same time, you have to be aware that maybe God is bringing up something to you that you maybe have confessed, but you've really not addressed it spiritually with Him, because you just haven't, you've been effective in avoiding it. I don't want to deal with it. Now remember, this is going to be in the context of your own spiritual life. It's not about my child, my spouse, my priest, this person or that. Don't step out of what God is trying to speak to you and get caught up in other people. That's a secondary distraction that I'm witnessing many times. It's an avoidance technique. I don't want to deal with it. Freedom to hear Christ means that there must be within you your desire to let go of some things. To let go of those things that you have dwelt upon, that you have just allowed to burden you. As we start out on the journey, I really encourage you to try to write down at least a word, a phrase of some of those things that have come up, that will come up. Because it's so much easier just to say, okay, Lord, I hear you want to talk about X, and you give it to the Lord, but then you're not really engaging it. You're not seeing yourself write it down. You're not facing it, because you can just, okay, I thought about it, I let it go. Remember, of all the things that God could bring up in your life, there's a gazillion memories that God could bring up in your life. Why is He bringing up those? Why are those coming before you? What is it in those things that God is saying, there's something that, you know, He's saying, let's talk about this. Consciously, you can dismiss it. I don't want to deal, Father. I don't want to deal with this in my own mind, in my own heart. But to write it, and, you know, as you wish, you will begin to see there's a certain freedom in acknowledging that the Lord is not against you in that place. So He's not picking on you like the proverbial bully. And so Christ is what? A divine physician. So He's constantly going to say, hey, let's talk about that wound in your arm, so to speak. He will bring it up in an effort to medicinally heal it. the willingness on your part to say, okay, Lord, I will engage in this. Now, just a couple more points and then we'll do evening prayer. What I've noticed a lot is when I choose to engage that and I make a little note, it's then that I become even more distracted. Because the evil one wants me to totally turn away from that and go to something sweet and not deal with the pain. You know, he wants me to consume that spiritual sugar cube so I don't really deal with it. So what I want you to recognize is that once you begin to consent, remember, the evil one works in your imagination. So he'll use your past to accuse you. He'll use your past to disrupt you. So the evil one, remember, ladies, doesn't know your future. And there is, Jesus confronts the devil. But since he doesn't know the future, he's afraid of the future. So he brings back your past to intimidate you from living in the moment and thinking of eternal life. Remember, that's the goal. He wants to get you driving backwards for the rest of your life, not forwards. Because forward is eternal life. Forward is the virtue of hope. Forward is God's grace. Backwards is fear. Backwards is pain. Okay? And that's where he lives. So again, you're just aware of these things. And even the agitations and the some of those things that are kind of, you know, biting at you now, acknowledge them before the Lord. Like really say, Lord, wow, I'm a little bit agitated. I didn't know there were going to be 260 women on this retreat, right? I didn't know Father Swank was coming. If I'd known, I wouldn't have come. But he's here. It's too late. You can't. He'll leave tomorrow. Just hang in there, okay? We'll get rid of him. But, and look, I know he's going to say stuff about me tomorrow, okay? I know it. But don't tell him I already started on him, okay? It's like two brothers. But look at the agitations. And then you just, it's gone. I reject it, Lord. I reject it. God has this desire to pull you into his love. God has this passion to bring you into that grace. And so that's how we sort of start tonight, is an awareness of really what's going on within you. What brought you here? Why did God call you? Do you trust that he's called you here to bring you more deeply into his love, into his grace? And sometimes it's a tough love. Sometimes it's a challenging relationship. So you have to recognize that it's not always just going to be an emotional high. Okay? So that's how we'll start. For confession, those of you that are going to go to confession, I just really encourage you, please don't make it spiritual direction. There's five guys, five priests. Father Swink leaves tomorrow. Father Buka leaves tonight. So if you're going to take advantage of the guys, please do so. But please be very efficient and just bless me, Father, if I've sinned, it's this long. Here's a pattern of sin I'm seeing. Here's something I'm avoiding. Very important. That's a very beautiful way. This is what I've been not willing to address. But I just beg you, please don't clog up the line with just conversation. Please be very direct, because these guys want to get you into the sacrament, because there's many other women that will be behind you in line, okay? So I'd like to have evening prayer this evening, okay? How many of you are familiar with the Liturgy of the Hours? So we're on page 177, I believe. Right? And what we'll do is we'll just kind of go antiphonally, my right, my left, my right, my left. I'll lead you. One of the things I want you to be aware of, ladies, is what phrases, what words are kind of coming alive as we read the scriptures. Okay? A lot of times we go quickly through the readings and we don't always listen. So this retreat, I just want you to kind of give yourself a chance to really hear the Word of God and to be particularly kind of tuned into it, receptive to what the Lord may be saying, okay? So ladies, please stand and we'll begin together. Again, page 177, I'll invoke the beginning of the prayer and then we'll sing a song. Jen and Therese and Elena will lead us in a song. O God, come to my assistance. The Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Out and amen.
Let's sing number 43 in your songbook, Holy is His Name, number 43.